Mola la 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 barra basata la 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 barra basata la 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 barra rabasata la 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 barra. Listen, beloved, I have just stepped outside. We are in prayer. Tonight, we are coming to a closure as we're leaving the mountains. As we're leaving the mountains, you must get me your prayer request. You must move in faith tonight. You must move in faith tonight. This is amazing. God is doing miracles. The testimonies are coming in from around the world of the miracle breakthroughs. Women that have been barren are starting to conceive. Your name is on the prayer request. I must put your prayer requests and bury them into the ground of the mountains where prophets and apostles and pastors and evangelists and intercessors are praying on a daily basis. You must get me your prayer request by emailing me at info@globalpnet.com. info@globalpnet.com. Now, this is what you must do. You must attach a sacrificial seed into the gospel to release the blessings and the miracle. God answers the seed. When Hagar's son began to cry out, little Ishmael, she cried, but God never heard her cry. When her seed, her son, cried out, God responded by sending forth an angel. Maybe you're in a dry place. Maybe you're in a barren place. Maybe it seems like nothing is ever working out in your life. Maybe it seems like the fruit of your labor is not producing anything. Maybe it seems like there is sickness that is following you. Maybe disease, maybe hardship, maybe separation, maybe divorce, maybe bad relationships. Maybe you never own, but you're always renting. Maybe you're working with the sweat of your labor and you're making someone else rich. Maybe it seems like you're living in Egypt under a pharaoh where you're constantly under persecution. But I tell you, beloved, as I write your name down and as I put it on the altar and as we're releasing the prayers and prophesying over your name, you will witness what hundreds are experiencing right now. Thousands are getting blessings upon blessings and miracles in their life. I prophesy that the Spirit of the Lord will move upon your life. I prophesy that every curse will come to an end. You know, beloved, sometimes we go through things in life and we wonder, Lord, why am I going through? Can I tell you, beloved, it is not always your fault. Sometimes we can carry the sins of our mother's house, the sins of our father's house. The Bible declares in the book of Lamentations chapter 5 and verse 7, and it simply states that our fathers are gone, our forefathers have gone, they are dead, but we who are alive now carry and bear their sins. You could be carrying the sins of your forefathers and wonder why you are struggling. I must write your name while I'm here and do prophetic instructions and prophetic directions. Don't miss this moment. Do it for your children. Do it for your sons. Do it for your daughters. Do it for your loved ones that they can experience the blessings and the favor of God. I don't have much time. Click on the link. Get your seed in the ground. It ends tonight. There is power, 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 power. Holy Ghost fire that is moving even right now, and the fire of God is coming and it's going to burn up everything that is not like God. Now listen, beloved, click on the link. I must get back into my time of prayer because tonight we are leaving here, going back down into the city area of Accra, where we are teaching and praying and prophesying. But we must break every curse. We must break every stronghold that the enemy is trying to bring upon your life. I don't care what it may be. It could be barrenness, sickness, cancer, heartache, struggles, jail, imprisonment. These curses, these strongholds must break. I must write your name down when I see your seed. Do like Hannah. Get your seed on the altar. She was barren and could not conceive, and her enemies was mocking her. Right now, I want you to stomp three times as hard as you can, because God says you're stomping on the head of the enemy and something is going to break even right now. The book of Psalms chapter 11 and verse 3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, if the ground, the foundations, what are the foundations? Your forefathers, your loved ones, your mother's house, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, these are the foundations. If they're broken, then what can you and I do, the righteous? But beloved, as you move in faith, something is going to break, and what was wrong shall be made right. God is sending forth an angel even right now. Stomp one more time, three times, a breakthrough. I see three 3 miracles by April the 15th, something is going to break. Someone is coming out of jail. Someone is coming out of the prison of confusion, the prison of heartache, the prison of sickness, the prison of barrenness, the prison of hardship, the prison of struggle. God says, you're coming out of it right now. I must go click on the link. Right now, within the next 35 minutes and 35 seconds, get your seed in the ground right now. I must go back into prayer.